Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. An abortion ban in Wyoming is on hold only days after taking effect. From Jackson Hole Community Radio Station, KHOL, Hannah Mersbach has the story.
The district judge issued the temporary block, saying lawmakers violated this separation of powers when they tried to define abortion as not health care. It's the second time a ban passed by the legislature has been held up in the courts. Some, including the governor, have said they'd rather put the issue before Wyoming voters and make it a constitutional amendment.
Hannah Mersbach in Jackson Hole. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to return to Capitol Hill for a second day on Thursday to defend the Biden administration's budget request. As NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, Blinken says he wants the U.S. to outcompete China and to counter Russia's aggression.
Secretary Blinken tells senators that we're facing an inflection point in U.S. foreign policy.
The post-Cold War era is over, and there is an intense competition underway to shape, to determine what comes next.
Blinken says there are two key challenges, the immediate threat posed by Russia's war against Ukraine and the long-term challenge of competing with China. He says the budget the Biden administration proposes is focused on that. And he says it includes support for those who helped U.S. forces in Afghanistan. He's expected to face a lot of tough questions about that. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky visited his troops Wednesday near the frontline city of Bakhmut. Zelensky handed out medals to soldiers defending their country. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that Ukrainian troops have spent 8 months trying to save Bakhmut.
39-year-old Oleksandr Sachuk is fighting in the Donbass near Bakhmut. He says the Russian onslaught has been terrible. They shelled us 24-7, and there was a lot of manpower, he said. They used soldiers as shields, like throwing them into a meat grinder. Sashuk says his unit got hold of a Russian walkie-talkie and heard Russian soldiers being forced forward at gunpoint and with curses. There are bodies lying everywhere, he says, and there is the smell of death. Sashuk says Ukraine is waiting for new weapons and preparing for their counteroffensive. He says he is 100% sure Ukraine will win Bakhmut. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Druzhkivka, Ukraine.
U.S. interest rates are at their highest level in 15 years, and for the ninth time in a year, the Federal Reserve has once again raised its key rate by a quarter point. Wall Street stocks closed lower in trading on Wednesday. The Dow fell 530 points after the Fed move. The Nasdaq lost 190 points, and the S&P dipped 65. This is NPR. U.S. officials are reporting two more deaths and additional cases of blindness linked to eye drops tainted with bacteria. According to the CDC, 68 infections, including two deaths, have been linked to the product. The eye drops manufactured by Global Pharma Healthcare were recalled in February. Health officials say the outbreak is particularly worrisome because the bacteria driving it is resistant to standard antibiotics. Hundreds of workers and labor activists gathered outside of Starbucks headquarters in Seattle on Wednesday to demand better pay and the right to unionize. From member station KUOW, Monica Nicholsberg reports that the rally was held as the company prepared for its annual shareholders meeting.
Members of Starbucks Workers United were joined by several other unions, including the Teamsters, in its march a day before the company's investors are scheduled to meet. Katie McCoy is a former Starbucks employee who says she was fired for supporting a union campaign 2 weeks before her store held a union election.
We are people who should be taken seriously, and we're here to fight for a living wage because we deserve as much as anyone else.
So far, nearly 300 Starbucks stores have voted to form a union since the first successful election 15 months ago. But along the way, employees have accused the company of union-busting tactics, which Starbucks denies. Starbucks says it can address employee concerns directly, making unions unnecessary. In a statement, a spokesperson urged the union to communicate with Starbucks directly. For NPR News, I'm Monica Nicholsberg in Seattle.
U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street. Asia-Pacific markets are mostly lower, but up a fraction in Hong Kong. This is NPR News.